Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're 1 week before Christmas Eve and 2 weeks before New Year's Eve, and so a lot of time periods coming up when I believe people are somewhat fearful. For many, they're not sure what to believe. The traditions of gathering, of celebrating, of rejoicing in the birth of Jesus, and commemorating a year gone by and looking forward to the next, are taking place, but they're taking place under a cloud of uncertainty. Some are trying to go on as if nothing has happened, as if nothing unusual is happening. But many are having to seriously evaluate how to go about their, and even if to go about their usual traditions and their usual celebrations, their usual activities. Some places, the things that you would normally do are not allowed or not taking place or have been changed so drastically that they don't even look the same, while other things are trying to go on as much as usual as possible. It's in the light of all of that, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, that we come to today's topic about a home with hope. There have been some very dark hours, days, months, years in my life, brought about by a variety of things, from health issues to job issues to simply uncertainty of purpose. And in the midst of all of that darkness, God's light would always be glimmering somewhere. Sometimes it's within me. It's a reminder of God's presence, that even in the darkness, it never left. Sometimes that glimmer of light is seen in another person, as they continue to live the light of Jesus in the midst of dark times. You see, when we view heaven and God talks about heaven being the source of hope, that God's dwelling, His presence, is the very source of the hope that we have, the hope that we need. I often tell people, in the midst of one of my darkest times, a health crisis that was a multi-year event, God sent my daughter to give me hope, to give me purpose, to remind me that I was here for a reason. And even when my body did not want to cooperate, even when life was not what I expected, that hope came in the form of a baby. And it's, to me, a reminder of real hope, lasting hope, eternal hope, that hope which we have in Christ, that hope which came to earth in the form of a baby. A baby named Jesus. And it's a hope, it's an everlasting hope, not simply because we are able to celebrate the birth of a baby. We do that a lot. But it's the results of this baby being born. It's the teaching that this baby brought to us. It's the life that this baby lived. It's the death, burial, and resurrection that came about because this baby was born. You see, without all of that, it makes no sense to celebrate Christmas as the commemoration of the birth of Christ. It might be a fun holiday to celebrate regardless, but in the manner that we celebrate, we do so because of what happened later that really brought us hope. It was prophesied that Jesus would come, that he would be a hope of all nations, that he would be a light not only to Israel, but to the Gentiles as well, to all peoples. And that light became visible as Jesus was lifted up on that cross. And once and for all paid the penalty that would have cost us our life eternally. You see, we live in this home here on earth, and the question that I would have to ask is how much hope is present in our home? The home we're headed to, the eternal dwelling that we long for, is a home filled with hope. As the source of hope. Obviously, once we're there, hope kind of disappears because, well, hope is the evidence of things not seen. It's that part of faith that keeps going when we cannot visually see the outcome. And once we've arrived in our eternal home, that veil, that mask that we wear is stripped away. And we see fully just as we are fully seen. And so it's today's life. It's what we're doing now that makes a huge difference in the level of hope that others live with. And I believe we can increase that by the way we value one another. By the way we allow and give purpose to one another. We're pretty good in our culture at compartmentalizing things and compartmentalizing people. We place value on people with this currency of money, of wages, of stuff. We place value on people with this currency of appearance and language and skin tone and political identification and all kinds of other things. And in the midst of all of that, Jesus comes and says, I have come to call all people to me. From all races, all backgrounds, all economic conditions. And how often in the scripture did Jesus tell stories and parables of those who thought they had it made turning away? And those that society had cast aside being welcomed because they were willing to come. You see, we not only live in a home with hope, we portray a home of hope as we live a life that's a welcoming, that's an encouraging, that's an uplifting, that's a sharing life. This past Sunday, we sang the song, Mary, Did You Know, in our church worship gathering. And I asked the congregation, I asked those that were listening to that, to take out the word Mary and fill in their own name. And ask yourself every day, not only did you know, but do you know this baby born that we celebrate at Christmas is the one who rules the nations, is the one that formed everything, is the one that healed the blind with a touch, that would make the lame to walk with a simple word, that was lifted up on a cross to be able to offer forgiveness, payment for our sin. And there really is no greater means of hope that I can think of than knowing that the sin that I've committed has been paid for if I would accept that payment, that I would come to God in full surrender, willingly and joyfully living according to His terms, because I want to please and honor Him so much. As we pray today, I would encourage you to think about the hope that lies within you. I talk about this verse a lot, that God tells us to always be ready to give an answer for that hope which does lie within us, but to give that answer with gentleness and respect. Are you living right now in the midst of hopelessness, despair, a mental, a spiritual, emotional darkness? I've been there. And I would encourage you to look to Jesus. Look to that manger. And allow that look and that glance to take your eyes to the cross and find hope. To look around you to those that you know who find hope in Jesus and realize that their life is a struggle as well. And the glimmers of hope that you're able to see within them are seeds which can ignite in your life as you look for the source, as you find Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are indeed a God that loves us, that you, in your dwelling, are the source of all hope. Father, I thank you that in the darkness of life, that your light of hope has continued to shine to me, that you've surrounded me with people that have allowed me to see even those glimmers of hope when I would believe things were hopeless. Father, I pray for those listening today that are in that depths of despair, that are in the struggling of life, wanting to believe and hope, but seeing it just seemingly out of their grasp. Father, as believers in Jesus, I pray that they would see His light within them already. And if you're not a believer in Jesus, I pray that you would see the light of Jesus in others and know that there is a source of hope that can be seen in the midst of any darkness. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes and in our schools, our communities, our churches, I pray that our homes, our places where they dwell, would be filled with hope. That even in the midst of the uncertainty, even in the midst of all of the confusion and changes and elements of fear that exist because of COVID and because of political and social unrest, I pray in the midst of all of that, that we would make hope known. That our children would not grow up in fear or living in despair, thinking everything is hopeless. But they would know that there is a great hope in living with You. There's great hope in being found in Christ. There's great hope that has been brought to earth by this infant that we celebrate this time of year. And that great hope resulted in the forgiveness of our sins. And so, Father, today as we live with hope, may we share that hope. May we share it with gentleness, with respect, with kindness, with compassion, with mercy. And may we begin to share it with our children. May we raise up a generation that is filled with hope, regardless of how dark things might look. And Father, may every person that we encounter today be able to see within us the hope that does lie within. Father, as we walk, as we live, as we do life, may You help us to do so with wisdom, making whatever changes and adaptations that are useful and good and right. And whether this year looks anything like we expected it to or not, may our hope in You remain steadfast. And Father, as we live with that steadfast hope, may we constantly lift up Jesus as the source of that hope, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.